Last hour, Dave Harrigan, we talked about football. We talked about CTE. Will we look back? And we talked about this. We said, nothing in the country touches the popularity of football. And then we mentioned, like, you know, Taylor Swift, because she more than dipped her toe into politics, and there's no politician that can touch the popularity of the NFL. And then 30 minutes later, the news breaks that a female who honestly may have been the most popular person in America has passed away. You just heard the news from ABC. We got out even a little bit early on Adam just because we wanted to talk about it. Dolly Parton has passed away at the age of 80. Over the years in this country, has she been involved in any real controversy?
None that I can think of.
I can't either. So I would love just a long list of texts. When you think of Dolly Parton, what comes to mind? 651-461-9226. If you have something unique to add, you want to add to that with a call, same thing. 651-461-9226. I jotted some things down, but I'm just going to go first off the top of my head, too. Incredible likability. Like, anytime you saw her interviewed or performed one of her songs, you just want is smiling, laughing, self-deprecating, funny. Somebody would want to have hang out with and have lunch with, have a drink with, go to dinner with, have as your relative. I mean, who? And it all came off, at least to me, as sincere and genuine. And I'm not exactly Mr. Country here, but she crossed over that a long, long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Jolene. Right? I think of the song Jolene.
I think of my wife's good friend named Jolene, who hates that song.
I bet she does.
Not because it is a bad song. She is well aware it is a great song because everyone she met
always
as a youth. Oh, Jolene, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I bet. I will always love you. I looked it up. Not once, but twice, was the number one hit on the country music charts.
Wow.
So it had a lot of, that song and Dolly had a lot of success, and this individual named Whitney Houston came by and said, can I do that? And rocked.
She did that.
The entire world. I stumbled upon, too, last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, TikTok, Instagram, I forget. Whitney's first appearance on Letterman, 1985. Unbelievable, right? Just another absolute superstar. Okay, what else? I think of her on Carson. I think of all the appearances on Johnny when she was so great. How about the movie, 9 to 5?
Exactly, the movie, the song.
Working 9 to 5. I mean, everybody's heard that song, right? Mm-hmm. So it's Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and is there somebody else? Feels like there's one more person in that movie. A 60-year career. Married to her husband, Carl Dean, for 58 years. Who am I forgetting?
I think that was it. That's your big three.
Okay. For some reason, I was trying to add like Goldie Hawn or
something. No.
All right. That's a pretty good big three. And obviously, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin did that. Was the show they did? Was it Netflix, Frankie and something or other? But Dolly acting right there.
Mm-hmm. Grace and Frankie, I think that was.
Okay. The boobs. right? She's got huge boobs. She made fun of him all the time.
It's John Hines told me a story many years ago.
Yeah.
He was interviewing Dolly, a one-on-one thing. She was in town for a show, or maybe it was CMAs, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he was caught with a wandering eye.
Yeah.
And she had she had to have this line in the holster for everybody that ever did that.
Yeah.
And it was, takes a lot of money to look this cheap. So good. Oh, don't worry, honey. Takes a lot of money to look this cheap. It's great. And that's the humor and self-deprecation right there.
That's it. And she had fun with it.
Yes.
Right? Hello, I'm Dolly, her first album in 1967. She had 50-plus studio albums that sold more than 160 million copies. She did what might have been her last interview with People magazine last week and talked about her series of health troubles. We have retweeted the video. It's a couple minutes, which Dolly asked her family to put out years and years ago. She said, when I pass away, this is how I want it announced. It is her
nephew. Right?
It's her nephew, Brian Seaver, who worked for decades as her security guard. And before him, his father worked as his security guard.
Wow.
I mean, when you're that famous, how do you tell the world? Right? And so having somebody that close to you to deliver that news, I think is a great way to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Let's pause because the texts are flying in. Dolly Parton, what sad news? 80 years of age. When you think of Dolly, what comes to mind? And until she passed away, as an individual person, was there anyone more popular than her? Kind of crazy that we were talking last hour, honestly, about football. And is there anything more popular? And then 30 minutes later, the person I should have come up with and said, yeah, Dolly might say, hey, put football off to the side. How about me? Because, I mean, 20 years ago, you would have said Tom Hanks, but then he was tied to all the conspiracy crap, which is zero basis of fact, of course, but utter nonsense. There's no politician that can ever achieve this sort of popularity that she has.
No, absolutely not. No, 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 no.
I mean, is there an actor who's close? Isn't Hanks right now, in theory, our most beloved actor? Is it Meryl Streep? Or she's probably involved in some conspiracy theory too, right? Some crazy.
Everyone's got them.
Some Pizzagate craziness.
I'm reminded when I was doing the show with Corey and Betty White died. It was 2021.
Yes. There you go.
And Betty White passed, and a couple days later, we had the conversation. Okay, Betty White was America's grandmother.
Yeah.
Who is it? And immediately, both of us went to Dolly.
Yeah.
It's got to be Dolly.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Dolly. Everyone wants to go hang at Dolly's house.
Who is now? Who, if Dolly would have said, okay, my last wish, you are now the rare person in the United States of America where we will argue about a blade of grass. I mean, anything. We can't agree on anything. Who is now the most popular person and your thoughts on Dolly? Should we break the theme and come out with the little Dolly or your choice?
You're right. It is my choice.
Yeah,
and the
I know.
Choice was already made 17 minutes ago. The yes, bump theme is shifting for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
We're dumping overrated Born to Run because nobody wanted that anyway.
Yes, they did.
We're going all Dolly. We got to go Dolly.
We got to go Dolly the rest of the way. Back in moments on CCO. It is a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Text your point out, maybe we more properly saying beloved.
That's fair.
I get it. You looked it up and Hanks came up second. I mean, that would be my pick, But trust me, the COVID stuff and the fact that the Democrat stuff for some of the crazies has hurt them. Somebody's saying Sally Field, but Sally's just not that visible anymore. Somebody else is saying Carol Burnett. Carol, not that visible anymore. I mean, yeah. Last time Carol was visible was the brilliant work she did the last few episodes on Better Call Saul, where she was unbelievable.
She was. But, I mean, Dolly was up until recently when the health issues popped up. She was still out there.
Absolutely. Another really good reminder, donated hundreds of millions of dollars to childhood literacy, healthcare, and disaster relief.
There's a sign in front of a home in my neighborhood that said, we got our books from Dolly, or something. It's a link to how you can go get your own free books from the Dolly Parton Library or something like that.
We are so celebrity obsessed in this country. That's a part of the Donald Trump phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
If she ran, she would have won as president, correct?
Oh, my God. President Dolly. How would have loved that. Take on Iran, Dolly. Go get him.
What's the difference with how Iran's faring right now?
She probably would have had more success.
I mean, seriously. We're going to talk gas prices with our guy Patrick DeHaan in about 10 minutes or so. Someone says Oprah.
That's another name that comes up, but... I mean, now even the lefties are mad at Oprah for making Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz part of the national celebrity ranks.
And because she dipped into politics more, for some, among the texts, country is one genre of music I never listened to, but I absolutely love Dolly. Texter, no doubt Taylor Swift is top of the list and will be for many years to come. Highly recommend. I'm just reading all sorts of texts here. Highly recommend the Dolly's America radio docuseries. My daughter and I bonded while listening on a road trip. Dolly would put on jeans and a t-shirt and a ball cap, go to town, and nobody would recognize her. Also seems like she could go to town and fit in, and a lot of people would talk to her because they have such reverence for her that they would just let her be. Couldn't you see that?
I could see that. I could see her saying, you know what, I'm going to go join this group and we're going to chat it up for a little while. That was kind of the charm in her marriage too. She was Dolly. She was, you know, the bright shining light, and her husband wanted no part of any of it.
Dolly in interviews was asked about her wigs. She said she always kept one by the bedside table in hotels just in case of fire because she didn't want to get caught without one. How about the best Little Whorehouse movies with Burt Reynolds?
Mm-hmm.
Texter says, hubba hubba. Do we still say hubba hubba?
Apparently we do.
Okay, no problem. Yes. On... Carson, for sure. I loved her dimples when she used to be on Porter Wagner's show. I honestly have no idea who Porter Wagner is.
Do you? Country music singer of back in the day.
Okay. She had three kids and received probably 30 to 40 books from Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. No amount of gratitude is enough. From Here to the Moon and Back is my favorite Dolly song. It's so emotional, and I think of my parents every time I hear it. Just reading all sorts of texts here. Dolly Parton, true icon, lady, God-loving woman, inspirational, true to herself, devoted, so much talent. Genuinely nice person. She had a way of even putting the biggest you-know-what in their place such way it didn't hit them until it was finished. Dabney Coleman, because Dabney was in 9 to 5. He was who they were doing everything to. The news brought tears to my eyes. Gracious is the word, and I can think of many, many, more. Trailblazer of women in country and women in music. We don't have the Underwoods, Langley, and anything with Aunt Dolly. That's our friend from our friend Josh. Where we go here? We're getting so many. I appreciate it. No, not Dolly. I thought the same as Betty White. Just so lovable and giving. Ouch. This hurts. Let's get to the top here because they're coming in so much. Again, if you just join us, the news breaking late last hour that an icon, we can use it here, a legend, Dolly Parton, at 80, has passed away.
I was just reading a little about the Imagination Library.
Tell me more.
Created it, and by the way, gives books to children not just here, but also Canada, UK, Ireland, and Australia. And she created it because her own father was illiterate.
Oh, wow. I did not realize that. A couple people tell me about Carol Burnett, prominent two seasons of Palm Royale. I read about that. I completely forgot. That's my fault that she was in it. I think the reviews were pretty darn good. Who else was, can you just look real quick? Who else was in that? I know I was intrigued by it to the point where I thought about it and then didn't start. I have no idea why I didn't start.
Kristen Wiig, Leslie Bibb, Allison Janney in
That's right. Yeah. Dolly was the very best. One of her greatest performances when she was on the last show of Johnny Carson. Her songing was fantastic. Nope. That was Bette Midler. So she was great on with Johnny. And maybe she was on Late with Johnny. Another song, but the last one to sing was Bette Midler. Let's see. Nothing beats Dolly's world best amusement park ever. Dolly, a true Christian in our world of hypocrisy. She was able, Dave, to play with endless audiences, right? Even younger folks who may have known nothing about her country career.
Mm-hmm.
You looked it up. We've both thought of this. 2023 Cowboys. Here come the cheerleaders. And who's out there in the cheerleaders outfit at 77?
Thanksgiving Day,
Dolly Parton. her appearances on other talk shows, her likability, it probably is a reminder for all of us. And I retweeted this involving Mike Pence yesterday. And I saw this interview with State of the Union and Dana Bash. Okay? And the former VP was in Ukraine, Mike Pence. And Dana Bash is interviewing, including an individual who had transitioned from a male to a female who worked with Mike Pence. And Mike Pence and his Christianity and his spirituality is very well known. And this individual went out of her way to say how decent and kind and respectful Mike Pence was to her. He easily could have acted like Pete Hegseth, who yesterday, when he's talking to troops, used the disgusting term, no trannies. Pete Hegseth's like a fourth grade bully. Okay? Mike Pence, who, whether you agree with his politics or not, including if you're completely MAGA and you're still mad at him about January 6th, or you're a Democrat and you just didn't see eye on a lot of the social issues. But when Mike Pence says to Dana Bash about this individual and a story, he just says, I treat individuals the way I want to be treated myself, or how he and his wife, Karen, would like to be treated. So he treats people in that way.
Golden rule. Imagine that.
Right. And that doesn't stop you from having strong opinions about a policy or about someone who's involved in something where you're allowed to disagree. And as long as it doesn't get to the character part, where Mike Pence, you think Mike Pence religiously might have some differences with individuals who may have transitioned? He may have. But at that office, he just treated this individual like a colleague and like any other individual in the office. And it's not that hard. It just isn't that hard. Unless someone really goes to the bottom of the barrel with their character, you can leave their character out. But a little troll like Pete Hegseth, no trannies. The contrast between those two the last couple days could not have been more illuminating for individuals who probably on political issues probably agree 98% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a way to find commonality more often than almost all of us probably should. And Dolly Parton achieved that as well as anybody who walked the planet.